Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
If you're gonna have a, if you're gonna have a,
why are you making so many trips to the loo? Frequent trips to the loo.
Because I've got a bladder.
Weak bladder.
Yeah, actually, when I was younger,
you got irritable bowel syndrome.
I do have that. I have IBS. I haven't had a solid shit for about since I was four. I don't think. Honestly, when I wipe my butt, okay, when I wipe it, right. It is caked. It's not even. I go through like a whole loo roll. Like honestly, a whole loo. The amount of loos that I have
defiled,
blocked,
put out of service.
Yeah, like I actually had. I had a massage yesterday in my house. I got one of those things where you order a massage to your house.
Yeah.
What kind of massage?
Yeah. And then you pay them and they leave. It's really good. They came to your house and they set up their bed and do those kind of things. And I had taken a number two shit before. Anyway, it was after sort of the Saturday night and things like that. So the partying and boot boxing and things. It was one of those ones. And she went, oh, can I go and use your bathroom? And I have one bathroom in my flat. And I went, yeah, sure, just do there. And as she started walking through, I was like, oh my God, she's going to go in there and smell this thing. It was the most horrendous smelling thing. I felt so awkward.
That is quite.
It is incredibly awkward. Obviously, she's always going to go, by the way, your bathroom stinks of shit. Not going to say that. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to part two of Private Parts. We're still here with Harrison. What's up, homie?
What's up,
man? Hey, Francis.
What's going on?
Oh, nothing much, man. Hey, also, before we get into this boxing thing, I went to the opera.
Oh.
Yeah, which you backed out of.
I had work to do.
Have you guys ever been to the opera?
Yeah, I've never been to the opera.
Okay, in the
very
nice...
civilized, isn't it?
In the nice... It was a very... And I think I can say this. I think I'm pretty sure I can say this. And
it's not racist, is it?
No,
it's not about AIDS again.
It's not racist or about...
It's not like anti... opera, is it?
No, it's not anti-opera. But I think I can say...
Because we've got a lot of opera fans. So.
And do you know what? It's a tough gig to get through. Mm-hmm. Oh my God!
Because they last
did
for
you
hours,
did you go on
three
your phone?
And a bit hours?
That's hefty.
It, mate. Mm. Oh my God!
It I was, is. Must
did you go on your phone?
I went on my phone at one point. Yeah.
No.
What would you
in
mean?
The
I was in a box. No one could see me.
Sorry,
I wasn't like in an actual box.
You brought your mind act. Oh, I get it.
But it was intense, man. I was in this like box, right, and. It lasted for 3.5 hours and it was so freaking intense. The singing, they sing everything.
Yeah.
There's no talking.
No.
that's what an opera
is. I didn't realise, man. I thought there'd be a little bit of talking. They sing everything. Oh, I'm walking to the loo to do that. They literally do that.
And that, you didn't like that?
I just thought, I found it very tough to get through.
Is that like, because in the same way you don't like black and white films?
I don't mind black and white films.
Yeah, you always said you don't like black and white films.
No, when have I ever said that?
You do. You've said that to me before. Yeah, you said, oh, no, I don't want to watch that. It's black and white.
I've never, ever.
Yeah, you did. You have.
Even you say
maybe you've maybe
you.
You've changed. Yeah, your
maybe you've never heard that, yeah, you lie.
You, yeah. Maybe you've changed your mind recently, but you used to not. When we used to live together, you used to not want to watch black and white films.
Yeah, that's true. I don't like movies with black and white movies or subtitles.
Yeah,
movies.
Exactly.
I don't really enjoy them.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
What?
Well, why did you not deny it?
Well, I don't know, because I felt like it was uncultured. Why is it also? Why is it cultured if it's
like
black
really
and
offended,
white? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, you don't like them?
Yeah, who are you?
Well, it's not that it's cultured, that there are a lot of films out there which are black and white, which are very good, you know.
It's
can you name a few?
Well, a lot of, like, you know, Buster Keaton's films, like, right, old school, like old cinema.
Yeah, go on, name a few.
Well, Charlie Chaplin, a lot of the silent films.
What are their names?
What are the titles?
Bugsy, Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah, Charlie, love that guy.
Yeah, more of the silent ones.
Yeah, I mean, North by Northwest is a.
Problem is, I can't clarify. I'm like, I know that one.
What is your key friend? Your movies. What is your favorite movies? Which ones do you really are you just obsessed with?
Probably say Whiplash is up there. I think that is a really
good choice.
Yeah, really great film.
I haven't seen Whiplash, actually.
Why are you a big fan of Whiplash?
It's just, like, so intense. And the fact that they filmed it, I think, in something like four weeks or even less than that. And it's just, yeah, intense, great performances. And I'm a big fan. And I like the music as well.
That's a great. But so if you could have any. Okay, another two questions here. So if you could have any role in history. Any role at all, which role would you go for?
Swiss roll.
I'm a big fan of
cinnamon roll. What role would you go for?
I'd like to be
bread
a young
roll.
A young bread. I love
a
bread.
Young youthful bread roll.
You know, straight out of the oven, that kind of bread.
Have you ever put pita bread,
yeah,
in a toaster and taken out? Holy shit, it's hot! Do it.
Burn yourself.
Do it today. Yeah, yeah. Put pita bread in the toaster and toast it and take it out.
Open it and blow in it.
Take it out with a knife.
Open it and put it on your foot.
Use that as a boxing injury.
Okay, so what role would you have in the history? Go.
I'd be a young James Bond. I think that'd be really, really cool.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll ever do it, but I think, like, seeing him, like, do the whole sort of training side of things and, like, the boot camp, I think that would be really cool. But I'm also a big Batman fan, so that would. I'm not old enough to play Bruce Wayne yet.
You're not old enough to play James Bond either. James Bond's 40 or something, isn't he?
James Bond.
Yeah, I got that. I was just clarifying. So, but what is the sort of scary thing about being typecast though? So for your buddy Tom Holland, yeah, right? Mm-hmm. He's about to play Spider-Man and things like that. There is a chance he could be just typecast as that.
Yeah.
You make a lot of money, great, fair enough. And if that's what you want, that's a great thing. But I think, for all actors, it's much more than just the money.
Yeah.
It's about
creating a body of work that you can be
completely
proud of.
Right.
That's
exactly
why you haven't taken the Spider-Man role, because you don't want to be typecast, isn't it, Jamie?
That's why I've done Mange for so long, because I didn't want to be typecast. No one knows me for that. Yeah. So it's really good thing. But that is the fear, right? So you could picking one of those roles is exciting, but also you can be typecast.
You really have to. If you do a role like that, you have to sort of surround yourself with other work that's going to be completely different. Like Tom's very smart of doing a lot of different projects where he looks completely different. And he did like a period film last year where he had sideburns, mustache and everything. So I think it's important to sort of differentiate yourself, because you will get known as that. But if you have work to support yourself, then.
So top tip is do a film with sideburns.
Sideburns, yeah.
Okay, cool. So your favorite movie would be, the role you'd play is a James Bond or a Batman. That'd be very sick, actually. And
what about James Bond playing Batman?
There's an idea.
James Bond playing Batman.
Yeah, what if they do, you know, they do those
crossovers.
Okay, and what about
being the same character?
Yeah. And what is your favorite movie is Whiplash. Okay, Francis, what is your favorite movie that you've ever watched?
My favorite movie?
Yeah.
Is it a silent film?
No.
It's a silent black and white movie that he just, God, he's obsessed with them.
Love
these. Do you know what? I don't watch many silent films, but I.
Oh, really?
No.
Shocker. Get out of town.
But I do, you know, I have seen, but I don't like, I'm not opposed to them.
Caught him out now.
I don't know. What's my favourite film? I have a lot of favourite films. I think it's a very difficult question. To answer. I don't know.
I rewatched the movie Memento the other day. Have you seen that?
Oh yeah,
that's good. God, that's a sick movie.
So good.
I love that. Also, Parent Trap. I love that.
Oh yeah.
Those two. Yeah, yeah. I like to be different. So, yeah,
mix up my day.
Yeah, mix up my day. The Parent actually, we had a really love hate relationship for a while because I got on a train from Exeter watching Parent Trap to go back to London, and I was watching Parent Trap and I was really engrossed.
This one with Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, the one with Lindsay Lohan.
She plays both parts.
She plays both. God, that was class acting. And and we were going, and I was on the train going back to London. And suddenly I look out the window and I was like, where the fuck are we going through? Like there were like stone walls and things like that. Going past, I was like, sheep. I was like, is this like Reading? I was like, where are we? Like
Reading?
Why? I don't know. Like, I was like, well, we should be close to London, right? It's like been 2 hours. Realised I got on the wrong train. Oh, no. I went all the way to Penzance. And then had to Penzance. Went all the way down there.
Totally saying Ben's
right?
House.
Yeah, Penzance.
In Penzance.
I went all the way to Penzance. And then I got all the way to Penzance. What is it?
Penzance, yeah.
Penzance.
Yeah.
What the hell is it? All the way to Penzance.
No wonder you got on the wrong train.
Yeah, went all the way down there and then realised I obviously got there and I was like, what the hell? So I then had to fly back to London.
Oh. I think I remember this.
Yeah, I was living with you at the time.
Oh my God, I remember that.
It was fucking the...
But at least you got to finish... Parent Trap, right?
And for the reason, is that why you're annoyed with it?
No, I wasn't.
And you rewatched it?
No, it was the only thing I had. I sort of did have to rewatch it, yeah. And I had to get on this flight back to London. It was horrendous. France and I, we've actually had some pretty bad, like, railway stories together.
Yeah, well, when you got arrested.
Got arrested on a train once. Yeah.
For speaking on his phone in the quiet carriage. Have you ever heard of that happening?
Yeah. Actually, arrest like
yeah, yeah.
You got arrested.
And the transporter, he wasn't being
really,
a police officer.
He was being really insulting to the police officer.
No, I wasn't. What was I saying?
You called him a peasant.
No,
peasant.
I did not call him a peasant.
You did.
I didn't call him a peasant once.
Don't touch me, you peasant.
I didn't say that.
You did. I was like, Jamie, come on, chill out. That's really not on.
I never said that once. It's a complete horseshit. But he did push me to the back, and Francis was like saying, he was pushing me to the back. And he went into my bag and he was like, you're a drug dealer, aren't you? Where are your drugs? And he went through my whole bag trying to find
and
drugs.
And he just found all this cash.
He found all this cash in my bag. He thought I was a drug dealer. No. I was like, I'm not a drug dealer.
I'm just buying drugs.
Yeah, I'm on the way. Why do you think I'm on the train?
Yeah, why do you think I'm on the train?
Getting... I'm a drug dealer, a drug addict.
Very different.
Yeah, which is where we had that time. And as the train pulled off, France was just leaning out the window. And I was being arrested.
I
being
got off the train and then the guy was like, yeah, he's not going to be out for hours, mate. You might as well get on the train.
So he
and
left
I was
him.
Like, he left me and he got on the... No, I don't think he even...
I wrote a complaint. I actually lodged a complaint with the police officer.
I didn't make it. I was pushed up against the wall at Peterborough train station. Wow. Like my head against
where
the wall.
Where all goes down.
All the goes down, yeah. Francis was leaning. I was like, Francis, help me. And he was leaning out the train window as it was pulling off. And he goes, I'm sorry, I don't know what to do. And I just drove off.
Totally.
No, he didn't. You went, man, I kind of got to go. That's what you said. He said, I kind of got to go. Harrison, have you ever been in trouble with the law?
No, I haven't.
Never?
I've been very, very sensible. I got beat up outside of a nightclub where I live, and that was the sort of police involvement that I...
Where they're like, hey, you're that extra from Spider-Man. Get him.
Yeah.
Get him now. Get him. You're going to use your spy skills
it was
now?
Over, it was over
or was it because they didn't recognise you from Spider-Man? They were like, the bouncers were like, you were like, look, come on, you must know who I am. And they're like, no, we don't.
I called him a peasant.
Hey, look, can we have your ID?
But you know what?
You know exactly who I am.
It was a stupid thing. Like it was three of us, me and my two mates, and we were getting a taxi home. The night had finished, and the taxi pulls up, and then 8 guys, I don't know, 10 guys, 15 guys,
40 guys.
45 guys turned up, and they were like,
Everyone came out of the nightclub.
Yeah, it was a big scene, and they said, oh, we're nicking your taxi. I went, well, you're not all going to fit in, are you?
I didn't know you were a taxi driver.
It's my side business. That's why I'm here to promote.
Shit, I hope you got it back.
Wait, I love your comeback to that. Yeah. They went, well, Nicky, you're taxi. You went, you're not all going to fit in, idiots.
Losers. And that really ticked them off.
Then, who's going to drive it?
I showed,
you're not insured.
I showed them. So yeah, I'm pretty outrageous, as you can
wait,
tell.
So what happened? They all got out. So they came out. They said,
"Nick, in your taxi, isn't he not going to fit on you?" He's like, "What the fuck did you say?" I said, "Well, there's eight of you. It's a 6-seater car."
I love the way it's a 6-seater car.
and then it all sort of kicked off. I was punched, kicked, and yeah, we really.
Really?
Did they take the taxi anyway?
No, they didn't in the end. The taxi driver just left. He left me.
Oh, shit.
Was it just you?
Me and my two mates, yeah. And this was Christmas Eve as well.
Oh, no.
So parents were not happy.
And all the photos, it looked like an orc in the photos. It's like all swollen up face.
So. It's really intense when that happens. Francis, both and I have had that happen to us. It's pretty intense when you get jumped like that and they really go for it.
Yeah.
What happened? Did you tell the police or things like that?
Well, luckily it wasn't too far from the nightclub, so everyone starts screaming, shouting, and then the police sort of kind of ran over, but then everyone sort of scattered.
Mm. And they didn't get them?
No.
I fucking hate that.
It's so annoying.
It's so annoying.
But yeah, that nightclub's closed down now because of all the sort of drama of taxis.
But it's really spiking a lot of this violence on the street. I mean, do you hear last night there was this big stabbing, there's a war going on in Enfield. Like there was a shotgun drive-by shooting, and then like four people got stabbed last night within like 3 miles of each other in Springfield.
It's crazy.
Please don't go anywhere because we'll be back in just 1 second.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
And now back to the podcast. Oh my God, I'm really not a big one for violence at all, even though I was in a boxing fight on the weekend. But this is what we have
You obviously didn't... No, like, but we have like violence there as well. Trying to hug him.
No, listen. Let me. Okay, I'm gonna look. The audience.
Break it down.
The audience will.
They probably think you won.
Yeah, that's what I was. Look, I lost. Okay, let's just get to Harrison. Firstly, be honest. Did you think I had won it?
I thought you'd won it. I was celebrating.
There we go.
And then the decision
no,
came.
You got caught celebrating. He was like, why are you celebrating?
celebrating. Oh, no.
Sorry.
He won a lot of money.
I was celebrating. I thought you'd won. I was celebrating. It's a completely different sentence.
Celebrating?
Yeah. Salivating.
Salivating.
Salivating, yeah.
He was salivating over my loss.
No, I thought you did very, very well, and the guy was a lot bigger.
Were people betting on the fight?
Yeah, you could bet.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. You could.
Did
bet.
You bet on yourself?
No, I didn't. I bet on myself to lose. Imagine that'd have been completely illegal. Yeah. But it was a really intense, and We went into the ring and all this kind of stuff as you're watching. There's loads of people there watching. And this guy, I've never, ever been hit like that. Like, I mean,
you didn't really do any sort of training before.
No training. Because I'm naturally...
It's always a good idea getting into a fight.
But I'm naturally quite fit. And I also thought he was going to do his usual thing. Because in boxing, the biggest thing, because at white collar level, which is like not professional, right?
Yeah.
The biggest thing is your fitness. Because technique-wise, no one's going to be better than
It's a
slugfest. So the biggest thing you have to be better than the other person is just fitness. Whoever's fitter normally wins. And I thought my opponent was going to come out and just start swinging. He's going to be like a bear.
Gas out.
Yeah, I thought he's going to gas out. He's going to blow out. He's going to be knackered and I was going to beat him like that. Mm. He didn't really let up, did he?
Yeah.
He just stood waiting for me. And I was like, well, this has sucked.
Yeah.
He's bigger than me and his tactics are all right. So I'm now screwed. Yeah. Mm. And honestly, I got
hit.
At what
point did you feel like, shit, this isn't going well?
I never thought that, but there was one point when he hit me when I was like,
was a few big shots,
oh my God. Like, there was one, I've never been hit like that. Like,
you didn't have a head guard on, did you?
He didn't have one, but I had. But head
guards had one on. Yeah.
Don't really matter anything. But the point was is that I thought it was going
to
be, like, I have a good chin.
You have to
protect
your face.
I don't get knocked down.
Moneymaker.
Really I don't get knocked down that easy, and I didn't get knocked down now, but it was intense. I got him with a big hit where I thought he was going to go down on.
So basically, tottering.
Yeah, we're tussling, and I sort of shoved him backwards.
Tussling.
And, tussling.
I was ruffling his hair.
Yeah. At one point as well, I walked around the ring, like we were in our first round. And I walked around the ring. You know, you do like that sort of slight showboating thing. I sort of did that. Like, come on, baby, let's fight. Yeah.
You called him baby.
Yeah. He was really happy about that.
But then the biggest, I lost, but I lost on points, but I think I should have won it anyway. Whatever.
So happened. Was it a bit of a, you was robbed?
Well, the biggest thing of the night was Mr. Spencer Matthews, who's was a buddy of ours, Francis, and he's just been on the podcast actually, and he had this fight.
Yeah.
And I kid you not, he was the most arrogant man. He was saying to him, he was so confident going into the fight. He was like, yeah, I've got this 100%. I'm gonna win. Meanwhile, he's already lost to Wayne Bridge in this sort of stand-up cancer fight or whatever, or comic relief fight.
And what's his record now?
2-0. Yeah. No, 0-2. Yeah, that's what it is. But he went into the fight and I didn't watch it, but you watched
it. I saw it.
Because I was like, he's straight after me. And he came back through. Firstly, he's being filmed for his new TV show. So
big
he's being,
camera crew there.
Camera crew being filmed for his new TV show and so all this. Anyway, he comes back through walking towards me really, and the fight's finished quite soon. I'm like, oh, buddy, what's happened? And he goes, camera on him. All of a sudden he goes, mate, got knocked out. he went, I've always wanted to know what it felt like. Now I know. Dude, what happened to him?
He was very, I think it was the first round.
And they
were tussling as he did. As Jamie
I know about that. You tussle in these fights.
And then this guy just landed some, I think, two or three shots, and he just fell to the ground, and the referee just stopped it like straight away.
It was
crazy. But
it's mad.
Who was the guy he was fighting?
Some random guy. Yeah. I don't know.
Obviously a boxer.
Yeah. Obviously, I don't know who it was. But the point was that he was so confident in all these kind of things and going through about how he was going to win and everything like that, and then he just gets knocked out. It just can't. This is the thing about it can't be good for you.
I don't think.
Getting knocked out is not good for you.
No.
I mean, there's no. I think pretty much that's like that's conclusive.
Yeah, not good. I'd actually love to do it. I want to try it at least once, because I do like boxing training and stuff. But until you actually get in the ring, and you're going to find out if you're getting knocked out or not. But I'm just interested to try.
I think it's definitely 100%. I've had three fights now. Yep. The first fight I ever did was I didn't train at all. Nothing at all. Like, literally nothing.
Right.
Like, nothing.
No spin?
No spinning. Also, I'm now 70 kilos, right? Wow. So I'm now 70 kilos. And when I did that, I must have been 64.
Right.
So I'm 6 kilos heavier. Mm-hmm. And
it's all muscle as well.
It's all muscle. And in that one, I just went into the ring and I was drunk going into that one. Yeah. I drank before going in there. I drank, I had some Bloody Mary, some tequila shots, and then went into the ring because I thought that was the thing to do it. And I came out swinging. Mm. I was so tired. By the second round went ding, ding, ding. Second round went. And I went to my friend Josh Patterson and I went to him. He went, go on, John. I went, I'm so tired. I said, and so I pretended that I had hurt my hand to get pulled out. Yeah. Yeah, I probably should have said that. Like, I really hurt my hand, so I pulled out of the thing because I honestly couldn't even do anything.
But wait, you were wearing boxing gloves.
Yeah, but I still pretend.
What did you say? You'd
said I broke my hand. In fact, I had actually broken my hand before. So I'd broken my finger here. You can see how my hand's a little bit different. That's called. Yeah. It's called a.
That is weird.
It's called a. Yeah, that is a, that is weird. It's called a. It's called a boxer's break because I was in Bristol, no, Bath of all places, and I
punched a wall.
I punched my friend in the head, and I broke my finger.
Why?
Because he was being a.
Was he nicking your taxi too?
Yeah. He was outside nightclub and I wanted to get in his cab. It's Christmas Eve.
It was me. Big reveal.
Yeah. It was me. And so I thought that happened. Then my second fight, I trained for it and I won. But it's all down to kind of fitness, you know.
And
I
train a little bit anyway. And I would train like every day. I wouldn't let myself lose.
Do you have one of those mentalities, right, that you just go for something if you need to do it?
Yeah, 100%.
See, I'm not quite like that. You need to have that certain,
I think it's a mindset of it, and I've just grown up with that. Like, if I want something, then I'm gonna do it.
I see, that's a pretty good, Francis, you're a bit like that, I think.
I get obsessive about things, yeah.
You do? What do you get? What are you obsessed with at the moment? He's obsessed with sailing videos at the moment.
Well, I know,
sailing.
Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, I'd say, pretty obsessed with.
Yeah?
Have you given it a go?
I've been training for the past, yeah.
Wow.
He said he wanted to go to Thailand and he wanted to go and fight in these.
What, oh, yeah, Muay Thai? No, I want to go and do some Muay Thai in Thailand.
That's crazy.
See, that's mental. I just don't understand the concept of fighting. I'm just really not a fighter. I'm way more of a lover. I really just don't enjoy it that much. I don't enjoy the. It's like at school when I used to play sports. I was a very good sportsman. I was a sports scholar, first one in 50 years, Radley College. Anyway,
last.
I was the last one they gave it to because there was no point giving us sports coaches.
Lowering the tone.
But I never, I was never that. My nerves always got over me. Do you get nervous with things or no?
I do. Yeah. Actually, Tom gave me the sort of best advice is saying turn your nerves into excitement, and I do that with auditions. Anything really, but I can imagine getting pretty nervous because it's a big event that I didn't realize how sort of many people were going to be there on Saturday for your boxing thing.
Yeah, they all came for me. Every single person was there just because of me. But it's nervous.
Daunting. Were you not nervous when you walked?
Do you know a weird
this
thing?
Is your
is,
third one.
So. It's but not even so much that I think that. You know, because we've just been doing our tour, which we just finished. And we're just doing this tour. And because we've been on stage in front of crowds most nights, I'm now kind of used to it.
Right, yeah.
It's really weird that you've become. What do you think, Franz? Are you the same or are you.
Much more used to it, certainly being on stage. And
I think I used to get nervous and now I.
Yeah.
I don't really get that nervous.
Well, actually, because you realise after doing what we've done, 25 shows
25
or whatever.
25 shows you guys done. That's
maybe 26, I don't know. No. 23 plus 3, yeah, so 26.
Who cares, man? We've lost count, buddy.
But you realise that, you know, sometimes it goes, you know, we've had shows that didn't go very well, but like that, nothing happens. Mm-hmm. It's actually quite funny. Mm. And you get better because you work on the things that didn't work. Because it almost shines a torch on the stuff that's not. That needs work.
Yeah.
But that isn't it. That's what was actually very fulfilling about it. I found it very rewarding. I mean, this is probably the same with you with acting. You must finish like doing a role.
Yeah.
And are you because I imagine you're, because you do it with your training things, that you're probably someone who really gets into your role type thing.
Your bread role.
Do you think at some point you'll be the type of person to go into like method acting and things like that?
I think maybe. I'm not sure. For a certain sort of different type of role. I was going to do this film where I was playing a sort of like a sociopath of just like burning things. And I like,
I'm burning what?
The whole point is I burn a church and then there's people inside. And I like the mindset of that I don't have currently.
Yeah.
So I'll just go and burn a church. No, but.
So you'd have to step into that
something,
role.
Just do something that would make me feel, make me kind of understand like
some
characters.
Bangers.
Yeah.
But psychologically that must be kind of,
it's tough. Well, a lot of people, go over the edge with it, which is quite sad, but.
Well, Heath Ledger, prime example, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. With Jake Gyllenhaal as well, with Nightcrawler, he lost all that weight. And he says, I didn't know who I was by the end of it. Like, cause I was just working on all this character stuff. And
but there's an argument to say, you know, okay, yes, you can do that. You can put your body through this transformation and you know, you can be method and be completely in character the whole time. But then, like, where does, you know, that's
where
is
it end?
No, but that's like acting is acting, right? Yeah. Like, you're not acting if you're just taking on this whole character of like nonstop, like being, and like people are like getting, like, you know, expecting you to get these Oscars for body transformations, effectively.
But,
like,
but do you, with that kind of thing, like, if you're not that the good acting of that, you're, what am I trying to say?
I'm not saying I don't agree with it. I mean, I think for example, Daniel Day-Lewis is like one of my favorite actors, but
he can only do a role like once every 4-5 years.
It's always the same one. My boy.
My boy.
My son.
Yeah. I think the important thing is for the audience to believe you. And some of those roles, I think you do need to have some sort of thing. Like with have you seen Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yeah.
I think Rami was incredible. And like, I've heard that he sort of stayed in character throughout. And like those kind of iconic roles, you really have to immerse yourself. Otherwise,
but that's the thing, like, people, maybe, you know, someone like Judi Dench would never, she's a fantastic actress with a huge body of work. And she's never done any method acting, but she's a fantastic actor in that she just can just turn on and become the actor.
I think it's different for every sort of person.
Yeah.
Lots of people can just sort of turn it on. I've grown up with a sort of theatre background where you have to do the research, you have to write all your objectives, and I don't do as much of that anymore, but I certainly take aspects from it.
Mm. But if you summed up every actor there is. What?
All right, go on, give it a go.
Is this yes or no question?
But what would you say everyone of those type of have in common?
They're actors.
Because you've surrounded yourself with them. Does everyone have one thing in common, or are they all different beings?
Confidence.
Do you think it's confidence?
Mm-hmm.
I
even the sort of introverted people, they are confident with what they do, but they're just confident.
It's the willingness to fail. You know?
Yeah.
And I freaking love that, man.
Yeah.
Hey, on that note, Francis, we need to have the answer to the question of the week.
All right. Well, you said 10, right?
10.
And Jamie, you said 100.
Okay, wait, the question
which
was...
Which I think maybe was proportionally how many porn websites are there to the amount of normal non-porn websites.
Uh-huh.
And you thought there were 100, Jamie. And you said there are 10. There are actually 5 porn websites for every one. So I think that maybe...
Showing your true colours there.
Turns out, 100 is quite a lot. I think 100 is a hell of a lot.
What you're trying to say is that you look at 100 porn websites for every one non-porn website.
No,
I don't. Very picky.
I don't look at that many. I don't. I really...
No?
No, yeah, I thought it would be low. Just
What's your favourite one, Jamie? The one that you want?
L'Oreal.
Not the genre.
Oh, yeah. Straight away.
Oh, not the... anyway. Look, on that note, Harrison, do you listen?
Cliffhanger.
On that real cliffhanger. Dude, thank you, man, for coming today. You're such a hero, man. You're freaking best. Thank you so much.
Thank you, man.
What we like to do. Also, hey, you can follow you on Instagram, man. Your Instagram's crazy. I don't understand. Yeah. You have a load of people who love you.
Yeah, no, I'm very lucky. I'm very, very lucky. It's been
awesome. And check out Harrison on Instagram. Also, go and watch his movies. You got one coming out.
March.
Yeah. What's it called again?
Catch 22.
Catch 22.
Catch 22. I can't wait to...
Yeah, man.
I'm going to watch and be like, I know that guy.
Yeah, no, very excited. Yeah.
Dude, thanks. Hey, listen, what we like to do at the end of every single podcast is leave our audience with something inspirational.
Inspirational. Just go for it. I mean...
Just do it.
Just do it. Is that the same?
Yeah.
No, I'm going to change it. Just go for it. If you want something, make it happen.
Freaking love that, man. Yeah. Thanks, buddy. See you later.
Mate.
Bye, guys. Thanks, guys.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.